It's the thief on the cross. We strain out a gnat and swallow a comma, I think. But, this exchange here, and for readers, make a note of verse 32. You won't fall into the trap if you follow the punctuation of the Authorized Version. It's properly punctuated. It doesn't say, and there were also two other malefactors led with him. Jesus wasn't a malefactor. It says, and there were also two other malefactors. It was the thieves who were the malefactors, the evildoers. So just make a note of the comma. Just underline it for yourself. You won't make the mistake then when you're asked to read it in public. Now they're introduced in verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So there's the little incident. Now, this isn't a deathbed repentance on the part of this man. Just now, picture the scene. It's the afternoon now. It's dark. We've had 3 hours of blazing sunshine, and now it is dark over all the land. Not just in this place, over all the land. It's gone dark over all the land. Now, in this darkness, both of these thieves, to begin with, began to use harsh words about the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of them continues, and the other one, and it must have been getting increasingly painful now, because they've been on the cross for several hours. The other one, almost as it were, leans across. He's got to speak across two gaps, one between himself and Jesus, and one between Jesus and where the other man is, and says, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive the just reward of our deeds. And then he says, this man is righteous. So that's his first testimony to Jesus. All right? He is righteous. Now he says to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest. So he believed in the second coming, and therefore he believed in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, in thy kingdom. So he believed that the kingdom will be when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And to be remembered, the Christ must be the judge. So this man has got the gospel, and it isn't the gospel he's learned on the cross. It's now been revivified by coming to this place and seeing the cross, and all he can see when he's asking, I mean, the irony of this, all he can see is a man who's got the marks of death on his face. And he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. He's an extraordinary man. Absolutely extraordinary. Another companion on the cross. He was put there by God. Just put there so that Jesus might have a token for good on the cross. Eh? God doesn't make mistakes. The timing of everything was such that it would be that man at this place at this time. And what is more, suddenly a window opens in the mind of Jesus when he speaks to the thief. Because you ask yourself the question, what was Jesus thinking about all this time? These horrible people? Is that what he was thinking about? These wretched people? You mocking Pharisees? Your turn, well, not at all. He's back in the Garden of Eden. He's seen the cherubim and the flaming sword. He's seen paradise. He says, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Jesus knew he was on the way back to the tree of life. And the cherubim had a flaming sword, and Zechariah chapter 12 says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd. The sheep shall be scattered." All right. So we know where we are. And Jesus is going straight on, right through that way. The sword was to pierce him, but the way to the tree of life would be open. It had been preserved all this time. That's the word "kept" in the Genesis record. It's been preserved. Not just a bar. It's not barred. It's been preserved. See, after all, with the tree of life, the easiest way was to remove it, wasn't it? Well, you'd have a cherubim there, unless you're going to use it. And Jesus saw that. The beauty and a wonder of this situation is that you can almost see the green shoots coming up from the cross. It's the tree of life. Jesus knew that. The thief knew that. As the day ends, you know, and think of all these companions now we've got, and there are many more. I mean, the women are here. Women are always there, aren't they? They bind us when we're a baby, and they care for us when we're older. They bind us when we're dead. There's a wonderful faithfulness, and men can't do this. You know, I've stayed with the dead, I've shaved the dead, but that's not what it's like with them. With women, there's a tenderness, a care, a love that they have. When they were here, they were standing afar off, but they're all there. Four women, it says. You can just have a look at them. Salome is there, and Mary, the mother of the Lord. Yes, that's interesting. That is Mary there, do you think, or has she gone home? Because Jesus says from the cross, you remember, "Woman, behold thy son," and then, "Son, behold thy mother." What's all that about? Is Jesus saying, "Behold the Son, I'm Son of Man"? Is that what he's saying? Or is he just caring now for Mary? Because it says, and from that moment John took her to his own home. Now, John didn't stay at home. I'm not even sure that he actually took her home at that moment, in the sense of that's when they went. But that John knew from that moment that he had that responsibility, for the simple reason we know that John was there when the spear was thrust into the side of Jesus. He says he saw it. And so Zechariah now stands up again. Him whom they pierced, they look upon him whom they pierced and mourn. And I think that Mary will be there to the end, like these women. The final companions come. They're all ready. They're Joseph of Arimathea. That's Rama, where Samuel came from, Arimathea. So that's where he comes from. A just man who also waited for the kingdom of God. So he's a brother of the thief, isn't he? They've got the same hope in the same man. And then there's Nicodemus, who came to him by night and is now, although it is night, he's really out in the daylight saying, "I belong to this man." And the two of them, whether they had a servant there to carry the load, I don't know, because Joseph was a rich man. And after all, Nicodemus was a ruler. But perhaps they carried it themselves. They wouldn't entrust it to anybody else. The myrrh and the aloes, about 100 pounds weight. And they wrapped the body of Jesus. And then sealed it with a stone. And the women beheld. What a moment, eh? Oh, of course, the meticulous ones would be saying, "You can't eat the Passover now, you're unclean. They've just buried the Passover. All the other things are past, and they're cleaner than they've ever been. They've made their personal confession right at the end. Right at the end. You see, they'd carried that load all their lives. Now they've laid it down. It's interesting, isn't it, that it's a new tomb. Totally new tomb. Nobody's ever been in it. But of course, there's never been a righteous man buried before. It was a unique tomb in every way. And consequently, it's an unstable tomb, as we shall see. The final testimony is not the testimony of all these people, or of these scriptures coming together. It's something quite different. You see, the sun has been ashamed, and it's gone dark. I don't think you could see the moon, even though it was full moon time. I think these were signs in the sun, in the heavens. And then suddenly, just as the Lord gives up his last breath, the whole earth sobs, convulses. That's all. Everything bore witness, heaven and earth, that this was the Son of God. And so the centurion. And aren't the centurions in the New Testament wonderful men? No bad ones among them. Quite interesting. Courteous men. And here is this. The only one to say it. Nobody else around. But just finally, at the end, this man was innocent. He's the Son of God. Let's hope God was good to him and brought him nearer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll find that out in the kingdom. We've been through the sorrows now, and we're not worthy really to turn these pages and to look at these incidents one by one. They're just, in one sense they're too painful, and another, it's like everything else. There are times when you've got to go through pain in order to experience what it is to be healed. And so he's got no complaints. He's testified to right to the very end. May it be, my beloved, that when he returns, when the thief is standing up again, when Simon will be there, and all the others of whom we constantly think, that you and I will be able to say, truly, this is the Son of God, and worship him.